Mighty X.
Hey, it's your favorite Detroit fan.
Well, this was coming, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know it was.
Yeah, but at least it's the last time we have to talk to you.
Yeah, kind of sad.
How many bridges can you really fix in Pittsburgh?
It really broke my heart hearing about poor little players sitting in the locker room until, you know, they couldn't take it no more.
Yeah, I mean, it was almost as heartbreaking as it is for most people to walk along the river in Detroit. I mean, it's just like the homeless folks sitting there looking over at Canada saying, God, I wish I was there instead of in Detroit.
I will give you good series. It's a good team you put together there. Nice run. But I will also smile at myself and think, hey, at least I don't have to go
home. I don't have to go
Detroit.
Back there again. I mean, I might have to go there for an NFC Championship game involving the light. Oh, no.
That ain't going to happen either.
I'll see you at the same time the Pirates play the Tigers in the World Series.
Oh, kids suck. We hardly knew ye.
You should see the depressed looks on the faces of all the homeless that sit along the riverfront as you walk to Joe Louis Arena from the Renaissance Center. They honestly they just gaze over the river saying, I wonder if life would be better over there. But
yeah.
I'm too lazy to walk across the bridge.
Yeah,
you know, everybody's favorite, just jump in the river and drown themselves. That'd be fine.
I'm sure that happens. I'm just thinking the next time we don't have to hear about Detroit until Halloween when the residents try and burn the city down again.
You know who's really unhappy about Detroit winning the Stanley Cup is the guy who actually handles the cup, the guy with the white gloves that's in charge of getting it out of the case.
He's got to spend all that time in Detroit.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, he's got to take out a giant silver chalice in the middle of downtown Detroit. He's the least safe person in America right now. He's getting jacked in 5 seconds. 412-333-WXDX. Text messages at 26088. Got Orgy coming up after Pearl Jam. 727 here on the X. Also got a shallow end of the gene pool. And Sergei Gonchar speaks about the Penguins' loss in the Stanley Cup Finals. It's 105.9 the X.
Here comes Samuelson shooting the puck. That's onto the net. Rebound score. They score as Fibula gets the goal on the rebound. And it's 2-0 Detroit. The Wings carried it in. Valtteri Fippula will backhand it between the legs, it appeared, of Fleury. And Detroit has a second goal.
Well, like I said, I could handle myself a lot better going into a hockey offseason knowing that Henrik Zetterberg got the cup winner instead of that guy. Anybody named Valtteri should not be winning the Stanley Cup for a team. So I can digest things a little bit more easily. All right, we're sort of going to adjust on the fly here. Sergei Gonchar, Peter Sikora coming up in the 8 and 9 o'clock hours. Now, I got a hold of Bob Grove from the Pittsburgh Penguin Radio Network. Did a great job all season long, pre- and post-game, as well as intermission reports here on your flagship station for Pittsburgh Penguin Hockey, 105.9 The X. And we got Grover up on a Thursday to talk to us a little bit earlier than on Friday, given the well, the reality of the situation. I didn't want to drag out the pain for Grover to think about this for an extra day. So I figured, Bob, you can just get everything off your chest right now, vent, get it over with, and go into the off season. All right?
I appreciate that, Tim. Thanks, guys.
Bob Take care, Grove, Bob. Pittsburgh Penguin Radio Network, pregame, postgame, intermission host here on your home for the Pens. Next year, too. 105.9 The X.
Guy works harder than we do. And more than we do, I think.
Coming up, Rage Against the Machine and Sergei Gonchar from the Pittsburgh Penguins. It's 105.9 The X.
With innovative, may vary by location.
X Traffic brought to you by the and Greg McAtee on The X.
Live from the 1-800 Safe Auto Studios, this is The X.
Obviously, I'm very disappointed, you know. I'm very disappointed.
So, a preview of our interview with Sergei Gonchar coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Got a little bit late here in the 7 o'clock hour. We weren't sure if we're going to have Bob Grove joining us or not here on the X Morning Show. Tim Benz, Bob McLaughlin. We kind of thought that Bob might still be hanging out at Mellon Arena with Ryan Malone in the players' locker room with heads down. Or Bob maybe just threw himself from the studio towers here in Greentree. We weren't quite sure exactly what was going to happen with him, so. But we got a hold of Grover. Thanks, Tim, for joining us all season long. 8 o'clock hour, Sergei Gonchar. 9 o'clock hour, Peter Sikora, as we sort of dot the I's and cross the T's in this fabulous Pittsburgh Penguin 2008 season that wound up, you know, about 120 minutes short, unfortunately.
Yeah. I'm totally satisfied. Kudos to those guys for making it this far. It was a tremendous run, both personally and for the station. It was a blast. They couldn't have been any better to us. Sticking a mic in their face sometimes two times a day. But a little bit short, but this team's going to be around for a while.
Okay, now, we will do shallow into the gene pool in the 8 o'clock hour as well. I want to address one thing, though, before we get to the top of the hour here for our news crawl at 8 o'clock.
We are not trying to be funny with our playlist selection today. There is no joke, there is no thread, there is no theme here. It's all unhappy coincidence. You just heard, well, not so much Killing in the Name of from Rage Against the Machine, but before that, it was It's Not My Time from Three Doors Down. There's no pun intended there. Neither was there a pun intended or a sad irony when we played Alive from Pearl right. Jam, or Holiday from Green Day, or Never There, or It's Not My Time, or what was the other one I forgot about?
Blue Monday.
Blue Monday. Say It Ain't So is coming up. Take Me Out is coming up. I'll let you know what the other ones are.
But we're getting various text messages throughout
suggesting
the morning
that we're doing this on purpose. We're not really doing it on purpose, but you have to keep in mind that 99.9% of the artists that are played on 105.9 The X are dejected, wallowing in their own self-pity. Musicians from the early to mid-90s when it was in to be that way. It sort of happens that way, folks. It's a target-rich environment for that sort of theme here when you're talking about alternative rock music, is it not?